She is on the front porch of my house today as I sit here writing. I'm glad she's there. She's always welcome at my house. She waves at the cars that go by as she enjoys the sunshine and fresh air. I can only hope they notice her as they go by on their way to living their hurried lives. I hope they smile when they see her waving at them. She waves at everyone, regardless of what label society has put on them. She is one of my oldest friends. I can't exactly remember the first day we met, but she's been a constant in my life. I guess my earliest memory might have been seeing her on the playground of my school. She was always there when I was a kid, active in everything in my hometown, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts. She's always been a friend of my family, and everywhere my family traveled, we would bump into her. She always gave us a big wave, and, well, we were happy to see her. She has been a world traveler her whole life. My dad knew her long before I was born. As a soldier in the Second World War, he traveled across the globe. No matter where he went, he would run into her. He always treated her with kindness and respect. He always did have a way with the ladies. I'm proud to know her. I'm honored that she's on my front porch today. She's probably the oldest lady I know. I definitely don't know anyone older than her. I wish that there was a way I could put it all into words, how I feel about her. I wish I could find a way to tell her how important she is to me. I wish there was a way I could thank her for all she has done for me. I never asked her for anything, and yet everything I am, everything I have, is because of her. She has given me so much and has never, not even once, asked for anything in return. She's famous, you know. I've watched her on television many times. I've not always been pleased with what I've seen, especially the way some people have treated her. But she's a tough old gal, and I'm confident that she can stand up to even the worst bully. She has personally known more United States presidents than anyone alive on Earth today. That in itself, I guess, would make her famous. She's a regular guest at the White House. She's often seen in the halls of Congress. She has even flown on Air Force One. It seems odd that a simple, everyday country boy like me could have such a famous friend. And yet I do, and I'm proud of her. Every now and then, I just stop and look at her. As I do, I'm awestruck. She's such a simple lady, and yet so complex. She's colorful, bigger than life. She has defied her critics. Over the years, countless people have said she would never live to be as old as she is now. She has made her mistakes, many of them, and she's been criticized countless times for them. And time and again, she has gotten back up when she has stumbled or been knocked down. As old as she is, she sure isn't ready to die anytime soon. At least I hope not. She is the one who inspired me to believe that before I choose to be anything, I choose to be an American. For as an American, I can choose to be anything. And believe it or not, that old lady is on my front porch today. She is old. As a matter of fact, her first name is old. Her last name is Glory. From somewhere behind the radio, with the music of Johnny X, I'm the American Storyteller.